Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
What else do we love here on 2FM? We love Irish music, we love chatting, we love books, we do. And the Onpost Irish Book Awards, it really does celebrate and promote Irish writing to the widest range of readers possible. And each year it brings together a vast community passionate about books to recognise the very best of Irish writing talent. There is so much. Bob Johnson is the owner of independent bookstore Gutter Bookshop. It's in Temple Bar in Dublin. And his book, Our Big Day, is actually shortlisted in the junior children's category at this year's ceremony, which is taking place tomorrow evening. Bob's on the line. How are you, Bob?
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. Are you looking forward to the award ceremony?
Yeah, it's one of those, I think, you know, that we all kind of think, oh my God, award ceremony, amazing. And then you get a bit scared. And then you think, because we are such a community, as you say, of booksellers and librarians and publishers and authors, it's like being in a room with all your best mates, but there's like 1,000 of them. So you just don't know what to do with yourself. So it's a great fun night. We'll have a really good time. But yeah, it's also a little bit nervous, as you can imagine, especially when you're a first-time author and you're shortlisted for an award and you just don't know what to expect, really. So it's going to be exciting, but it's also a little bit scary.
Tell us about the book then, Our Big Day. What's it all about?
So Our Big Day is a picture book for children, kind of the 3 to 7 age group. I wrote the words and the pictures were done by a brilliant illustrator called Michael Embley, and it was published by the O'Brien Press in April. And basically it's the story about two men who have lived together for a very long time, and because of marriage equality, which we know passed 7 years ago through our referendum, are finally able to get married. So it's told from their little niece, who is going to be ring bearer at the wedding. And they also have a huge big dog called Bear. And of course, as you imagine, nothing quite goes to plan on the day. But it's a joyful, funny, silly book about marriage equality, but also about families and love and friendship and just all the good stuff. So, yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled that it's been shortlisted for an award. I mean, it's not what you expect with your first book. And, you know, I'm up against the amazing people like Oliver Jeffers and Chris Horton and Adam King.
Oh, forget them. Forget them. Yeah. You need to beat them. Beat them good, Bob. But come here, how did you come up with the story? Was it autobiographical?
Yeah, kind of weirdly. So I'm with my husband, the artist Leon McAleenan, now for 21 years. And obviously we wanted to get married and we couldn't get married. So the referendum, we were one of those people who went around knocking on doors, asking people to say yes so that we could get married. And we do also have a big black dog, or we did have a big black dog called Sasha, who was a big black German shepherd, who was the best dog at Find It in the world. And so Bear the dog is based on her. So it's kind of autobiographical, but it's also just a fun story, you know.
20, and the whole life, come here, I'm going to stop you there right now, yeah. Bob. 21 years.
I know, and I only look like I'm 21 as it is, so I don't know how that happened, honestly.
What's
I know.
The secret?
If only we all knew that one. I tell you, we met out on my birthday, on my 29th birthday, in the George Pub in Dublin, had a drink, and look, here we are 21 years later with a dog and a cat and a house and all the trimmings.
So, isn't it crazy how far you've come? And just looking back at the LGBTQ plus community in the last 20 years and so much has happened, it must have been a very special day when you finally got married.
Oh, it was, you know, and the best thing was we had all our friends, all our family there, everybody cheering us along. And, you know, we just had fun and it was lovely just to celebrate with everybody. And that's what my book, Our Big Day, is really about. It's about celebrating with your friends and family, and big weddings. Everybody loves a good wedding with a good party and a cake and all of the trimmings. So, you know, yeah, you know, so that's what it's about. It's about fun. So
tell us about the Gutter Bookshop, because no stranger to awards, right?
I feel like I constantly wear two hats at the minute. I have like an author hat and a bookshop hat. So the Gutter Bookshop, we've been here in Temple Bar now for 13 years, would you believe, we set up in the 2009 recession, and here we are rolling along. And then we opened a second branch out in Dorkey in South Dublin in, oh God, that's 9 years ago now. So yeah, I have two bookshops who are doing incredibly well, and it's because people have been so supportive. I mean, people have supported their independent bookshops, and as you can manage with all small business, the last 3 years have just been such hard work. But it's Irish people getting out there supporting, and obviously we're now running up to Christmas, and I always shout about this is please support your local businesses in the run up to Christmas, because you know their energy bills are through the roof as well, like everybody else's, and we just all need the help that we can get. So you don't have to buy everything from an independent shop, but just put some of your money aside, help out your independent businesses, give them the support they need.
Don't give it to Amazon.
Well, I don't like to say the A word in all kinds of ways, but yeah, you know, look, you don't. We all know, like, you know, you go all kinds of places, but just think about your independent towns. They make our town centres so much more interesting.
Oh my God.
Much more fun, you know?
Bob, you're dead right. So, listen, I need to ask you, because you are the owner of a bookshop and I'm always looking for a good book. Can you give us some recommendations for good reads and books as Christmas presents?
Oh God, look, that is so much good stuff out this year and so much good Irish stuff as well. We have on gutterbookshop.com, because obviously we're all online these days, and we have our Christmas lists up for anybody who needs a bit of inspiration for adults or kids. But if you like fiction, there's the amazing novel by Alice Ryan called There's Been a Little Incident. Richard Osman, of course, we all know from Thursday Murder Club, he's got a new one out. Graham Norton's got a new book out. And the amazing Elizabeth Stroud, who I love, Lucy by the Sea, she's got a new novel out.
Oh, I heard about that one, Lucy by the Sea. I can't write these down quick enough. Lucy by the Sea. But I love that you have recommendations on your website. So gutterbookshop.com if people want to go and get some Christmas recommendations.
There's Christmas for adults, Christmas for kids, and then all the trimmings, you know, like wrap and Christmas cards, all that kind of stuff that we do these days. So yeah, if you just need a bit of inspiration, go on, have a look. But even if you go on there and then buy it from your local bookshop, I'm happy with that. As long as we support local, that's great.
Bob, best of luck tomorrow night. Thanks so much for coming
on.
Best of luck with the book. It's called Our Big Day. And if people want to check out your website, Gutter Bookshop is where they can go and get all those recommendations and obviously find your book there as well. Bob, best of luck. Let us know how you get on, okay?
I will do. I'm getting excited. I'm going to put the author hat back on now and go and be an author in my finery tomorrow night down at the... Exactly. Thank you so much.
Bye, Bob. There we go.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9.
On 2FM.